Amen. Say today is my covenant day of total health. And turn to that neighbor. Neighbor, today is your covenant day of total health. Turn to the other neighbor. Neighbor, today is your covenant day of total health. Now welcome that neighbor to the left and to the right with a smile on your face, and you may be comfortably seated. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, you will encounter the power of God today in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, I'd like to welcome every one of us to God's presence. Let me start by saying the word of God can be read. Do you agree? Yes. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13, it said, till I come, Apostle Paul speaking, he said, give attendance to reading. So the word of God can be read. The word of God can also be studied. The same Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, he says, study to show thyself approved of God. Now, but also the word of God can be seen. I mean seen. The word of God can be seen. S-E-E-N. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 1, it said the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. When you see the word of God, doubt is naturally eliminated. When you see the word of God, performance is hastened. You know why? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 12. The Bible says, he said, you have seen correctly. Telling Jeremiah, he said, I will hasten my word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 12. The word that you see is the word that you understand. The word that you understand is the word that you believe. Remember Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing. The second hearing, we establish that is understanding. Praise the living Jesus. And the word that you believe is the word that God is committed to perform. Luke 1:45, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of the word that she has believed. Praise the living Jesus. Apostle Paul said, among others, he said his ministry was to make men see. Today, I trust God, you will see. I said, you will see. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 8 to 9. You will see correctly. I say you will see correctly in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Today, which is our covenant day of total health, everything that God has packaged into the day, which is a benefit, which is a blessing to you, it shall be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our topic is encounter with power. Somebody say encounter with power. Say it like you mean it. Say it the third time. And this is part 2B. And our focus today is encounter with power through vision. Encounter with power through vision. Praise the living Jesus. I like to read from two books of the Bible. Let's first read Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1 all through to 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 all through to 4. If you are there, say amen. Now let's read it together. I want to go. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It shall not tarry. For, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please turn over to Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah and chapter number 30. And we're going to read verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. If you are there, say amen. Now, let's read it together. One, two, go. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Behold, they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. May the Lord bless the reading of that word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we read those two scriptures to give us idea of two areas that we are focusing on today. And those two areas shall produce tangible results in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Vision literally means to see. To do what? To see. According to scriptures, even before we get into defining vision from the scripture, vision means to see or to imagine. Don't we say to imagine? Praise the living Jesus. And imagination is so powerful, even from the scriptures. Genesis chapter 11 and verse number 6. He said, there's nothing that shall be withheld from these people that they have imagined to do. And someone says, the greatest nation on earth is not even United States of America. It's not China. It's not Japan. The greatest nation on the earth is imagination. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. So, imagination is so powerful. If you hear, come on, say, I hear. So, if vision means to see, literally, or to imagine, that means vision must be very powerful, even literally. But vision, according to scriptures in our context, is the unfolding of God's plan to man, or first unfolding of God's plan and purpose to man. The end time army is an ordained army of visionaries. Joel chapter 2, verse 7 to 8 and verse 11. If you are a child of God, you are already in the end time army of God. New birth is your enlistment into the army of God. That means you are expected to be a visionary. If you hear, come on, say I hear. The Bible talks about these people. He said, they know where they are going. They will not break their hand. Joel 2, 7 to 8. He said, they will not trust another. They know where they are going. Everywhere is not your path. You have a specific path. And that is where your glory, your beauty lies. That is where your greatness lies. The fact that somebody is doing one thing and it looks like it's shining doesn't mean that that is for you. Praise the living Jesus. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5, God speaking, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I've ordained you. In other words, I've appointed you as a prophet unto nations. You have a specific assignment here. But your responsibility, my responsibility, is to discover the assignment. You will not die a liability. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said this in the first service. Every child of God is a child of destiny. Whether at 16, at 40, or at 80. How do I know? At 80, that was when Moses began to manifest what he was sent to do. Somebody say 80. So, even if you are 80, you still need to locate where God has positioned you. Because your relevance is in that path that God has positioned you. Your relevance is locating it and running with it. Praise the living Jesus. Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 verse number 15, Galatians chapter 1 verse 15, he said, God separated me from my mother's womb to the purpose. He said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace? So you are called for a specific purpose. Praise the living Jesus. The truth of the matter is that we get carried away with what is happening around. If you can get a little bit of dollar here and there, and they run around and they jog everywhere. It's okay. That's fine. That's okay. But you have a purpose here. And you must locate it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. There are many people under the sound of my voice right now that the purpose of God for your life is to be an employer of labor. Thank God for the job that you got. I'm talking to some people specifically. Thank God for the job that you got. Thank God for the salary they are paying you. But if you relax and you are so comfortable, hallelujah, collecting credit cards, yes, at least we can spend some money and spend some dollar and enjoy ourselves. You may lose sight of the plan, but you will not lose sight of that plan. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see the greatness in you coming alive. I say, I see the greatness in you coming alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. As long as you are a child of God, you are part of the entire army. You are a child of God this hour. You are part of the end time army. And the end time army is composed of men and women that walk on their God-ordained path. And they are divinely empowered to deliver. You will not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are people that cannot be stopped. Joel chapter 2 verse 1 to 14. But please note that the battle over your health, it's not between you and the sickness and disease. No. It's between God and the devil. Praise the living Jesus. Today, you will catch a vision concerning your total health. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the moment you catch that, sickness has come to an end in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 10 verse 10 and 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. The good news here is that the battle is already won. Come say the battle is won already. John 16, 33 and 1 John chapter 2 verse 13 to 14. The battle is already won. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, the Bible says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." But you must catch the vision of total earth from the scriptures in order to experience the power over sickness, the power over disease. Praise the living Jesus. The plan of God for your total earth is contained in the word. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in earth, even as thy soul prospers. If you can see the plan, then God will hasten his word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse number 12. When we walk in divine plan, when we walk in God-ordained plan, God goes before us in that assignment. Exodus chapter 23 and verse number 20. Exodus 23, 20. And Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1, 2, 3. God goes before you when you are walking in the plan. Praise the Lord. When we walk in a plan, he goes with us. Matthew chapter 28, verse number 20. And John chapter 8 and verse 29. He goes with us. He said, "Behold, I'm with you always, unto the end of the earth." Praise the living Jesus. Somebody is changing level. When we walk in his plan, he walks with us. Mark 16, verse number 20. They went everywhere. They were preaching the gospel, and the Lord was walking with them with signs following. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Praise the living Jesus. When we walk in divine plan, God walks through us. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. It is he that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And what more? When we walk in divine plan, he works for us. John 14, 10 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. I see the purpose and the plan of God finding practical fulfillment in your life beginning from this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus.